Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. I came across an article on Time Magazine online the other day, and it was about Sunday nights. And one of the things they talked about was there was a survey done by Monster.com that suggested that 76% of people have challenges Sunday nights, whether they get depressed or demotivated or just stressed. And it made me think about what I used to go through on Sunday nights. I used to dread them because Mondays were always so difficult. And I was just overwhelmed by all the things that I was going to have to deal with. And there were some things that I learned that I also saw in the article that I thought people can benefit from. And it's made a huge difference for me in terms of how I now deal with Sunday nights. And one of those things is just to deal with what's ahead of you. And maybe not waiting till Sunday night, but Sunday afternoon at some point, just check back in at work. Go through some emails, look at what you have outstanding, and create a to-do list for the following day. That way, there's nothing that you're stuck thinking about or worrying about. You have an inventory of what needs to be done, and somehow things feel much better when you know exactly what you're up against. So that's the first thing. Prepare for the following day so Monday's not that bad. Another thing I've done, and I've noticed since my wife and children have come along in life, Sundays have gotten much better because spending time with family, focusing on family, realizing that that's specifically devoted to that time, that does wonders for bringing or eliminating that fear or the depressing situation for Sundays. That's really what works. So if you don't have family around you, spending time with friends, but just being with people. Somehow being alone on Sunday night can be a difficult place to be. I just remember getting very lonely back in the days when I was single on Sunday nights. That was always tough. Another thing that I'll do Sundays and that really works is exercise, and specifically yoga. Yoga seems to be a great thing for me anyway on Sunday nights because it's the relaxation part of it. It's stretching. It just sort of separates you from the outside world a little bit and maybe puts you in a good space so that, you know, and typically yoga ends with a savasana, which is a meditation. So that's very calming. So there's nothing like a yoga class on a Sunday night to really put your mind back in line, your body back in line, and put you in a state of relaxation so that you're able to deal with things. And then another idea is just being in service to others. So if you're going to volunteer, Sunday nights are a great time to volunteer. When you're focused on other people, you're not focused on yourself, your difficulties, your problems, or your stress. So that's another way to get there. And then finally, one of the other things that the article states is just getting to sleep at a decent time. And going to bed late on a Sunday night just sets you up for a more difficult week ahead. And if you can get to bed relatively early and you can get up relatively early to start your day on Monday, then that makes things a lot easier to deal with. So hopefully there's something you can take from this. You know, as I said, I always had challenges with Sundays. I always dreaded Sunday nights. And these things really helped me to deal with them. And I find now that very rarely do I fall into that situation where I get depressed by Sundays. I have a difficult time. And these are the things that have gotten me through it. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher where they can pull on the show. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me later this week for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. For today, I just want you to think about Sunday, right? Today is Sunday. It's a challenging day for a lot of us. Think about what you can do. Start with surrounding yourself with friends or family. Think about integrating exercise, especially yoga or meditation. Find that time to relax. If you can't, try to be in service to others. But at the end of the day, plan for the week ahead. Do what needs to be done so that you don't have to worry about it. Lastly, just try to get to sleep at a decent hour so you can face Monday clear-minded and well-rested.